hospitalizations rise across the country.
Our focus in the Congress now in this lame duck, it continues to be on COVID relief. This is a red alert, all hands on deck.
U.S. coronavirus deaths have now passed 242,000. President Trump is expected to provide an update on vaccine development and distribution this afternoon. One person is still missing after a deadly steam explosion at a Connecticut Veterans Administration hospital.
VA Secretary Robert Wilkie confirmed the deaths of two others, saying the incident happened in a non-patient care area and that neither of the victims were VA patients and that patient care was not affected.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the Friday Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, our first hour special guests, who when they heard that the CDC is recommending we celebrate Thanksgiving outside, immediately in their ranks got together and made this song. JT and Leanne.
Dr. Fauci says
everyone stay outside.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, but it's cold outside.
Stopping the spread.
Turkey froze
to death. Won't be so nice.
This plate of yams is cold as
Grandma
ice.
Is shivering.
Wind chill is blistering.
Wish we could all go indoors.
I can't take this anymore.
My teeth are chattering.
It's the worst Thanksgiving.
I'm frozen to the
The
core.
Wine is too frozen to pour.
Please pass the gravy.
It's frozen solid now.
How about some green beans?
We need to thaw them out.
The pumpkin pie.
It's way too hard
mashed
to slice.
Potatoes.
Can't feel my fingers or my
but
toes.
But I guess it's what we gotta
no
do.
No COVID, but we'll catch the
Let's
flu.
Let's get to next Thanksgiving.
By then I hope we'll have a vaccine.
Thanksgiving Day.
It's way too cold out.
Thanksgiving's cold.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
JT and Leanne, everybody.
Hello, hello.
So nice to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. I feel better already.
Well, good.
Rose is here, and as of now, she has her lips where they belong.
And here they are.
One more time, Jeb. Come on. How are you kids doing?
We're doing good.
Just fabulous. Looking forward to Thanksgiving, actually. I don't know if I'm doing a deep-fried turkey or a roasted turkey or maybe a turducken like I did last year. That was good.
Mrs. Ritterbuttle, who has processed thousands of people through Costco and not gotten the coronavirus.
Wow.
And in fact, I only know one or two people there that even tested positive, which is kind of amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
They give them a turkey every year.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, and it saddens me because she passed away. She was one of the, you know, back in January, the second day of the year, my ear, nose, and throat guy, Dr. Rick Love, and my friend passed away. I got home from the morning show, and Roz said, "You're not going to believe this." And it was like, come on. I had high hopes for 2020.
My know? Goodness, yeah.
And then 2 days later, Mark Montiel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who we
in
had
fact,
just
I think you guys were
yeah.
with us that
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Well, we had filled
we
in
had for you.
For you
at Christmas.
While you were gone.
Oh, yeah.
And we had him on the show. He was sitting right here in this chair that I'm in right now. And less than 2 weeks later, he was gone.
And then not long after that, the lady I took the turkey to at Pepper Tree, where they deep fried it and cut it. I mean, it was made. You get a tray, a big tray, and that's it. You take the turkey, the meat you want. I even make turkey sandwiches at Thanksgiving dinner.
Heck yeah.
Because why wait, you know?
That's
yeah.
the way to do it.
Yeah.
And Chantal was the manager or co-owner of Pepper Tree, and she passed in January, and she was very young and just an extraordinary woman. And you know, it's like, that was like in the third week of the year. I apologize. This is no disrespect intended. I don't remember the exact date. But I'm thinking, the hell's going on?
It was a rough start.
Mm-hmm. It set the tone for what will go down in history as 2020, the year of the bad news.
Yeah.
The unusual.
I put a collection of memes up yesterday on 2020. My favorite is that if 2020 were a hula hoop and they show you a big roll of barbed wire.
Yes. I've seen the one that's a wreath. That's a wreath on your door with toilet paper holders and little pieces of toilet paper holding off an empty wine bottles on it.
And we're trying to lay low today because it's Friday the 13th,
yes.
2020.
This is 1 year. Who worries about Friday the 13th?
No, I know. It's a piece of cake. If you've made it this far in the year, it's easy.
Maybe it should be a holiday in 2020, yeah.
Yeah, the whole year seemed like Friday the 13th.
That's
sure.
for sure.
Hey, what do you think of that picture comp, the kid from Deliverance and Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 141 and 43 shares. That's good.
See, all we have to do is put a picture up of our granddaughter, and we get like 150 likes and shares.
Oh, double that!
But I put something.
She is so cute.
Thank you. I put something up serious, and nobody likes it. Nobody even comments.
Four likes, one comment.
Yeah. Put a picture of Madeline up there.
Yeah.
300 likes, 400 shares. Yeah, it's crazy.
Here's something that I posted yesterday that's so typical.
I saw that.
It's one of the stores that's got holiday, and they're supposed to be cookies for Santa.
Somebody.
mistype. Cookies for Satan.
Well, it's 2020.
Oh, man. It is.
They're anticipating death and destruction on Christmas. My goodness.
Yeah.
Here's another. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, we know a little bit about ratings. Have you ever seen a self-destructive broadcast entity like Fox News in the last week?
They've done it to themselves.
I really couldn't believe how they, right around the election, just totally switched gears and joined the rest of mainstream media, you know, bashing Trump. And I was shocked. Newsmax. That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, there. And
there's another one. I don't remember. It's like initials.
OANN.
Yes.
Here it is.
Okay. That's a candle. It's a scented candle.
It's a group of porta potties on fire.
Oh, for sure. Man, oh, man.
One day, 2020 will be the one-word catchphrase for everything messed up and bad. How's your day? It's a total 2020.
Yep.
Everybody will know what you mean.
2020 you.
Yep. You 2020'd that up.
You 2020'd that one. Yep.
And I love the placement of these road signs because that kind of indicates the way everything is gone. Mm-hmm. Left lane closed, right lane ends.
That is so true. Especially in St. Louis this morning, right?
Yeah, my whole family lives in St. Louis, and I talk to Dad all the time, and, you know, he's trying to stay home and do the right thing, but St. Louis is falling apart. Not only is it the murder capital of the country right now, but in addition to that, COVID is just wreaking havoc, and they're shutting it down again and making the bars and restaurants close, and I mean, it's a mess.
But hey, you can do curbside for the bar.
Yeah, we heard that this morning. Bars in St. Louis will do curbside. So I don't know how that works, but
I like that.
How am I going to pick up a hot thing curbside at a bar? How does
exactly
that work?
Right.
I don't know, but I'm thinking I could have a beer to go.
And I'm thinking my dad will figure it out if
I'm sure
that's
he
the
will.
Case. Yeah.
Oh, man, what a mess.
You know, we look forward to the election. It sure looked, when you saw the enormous throng showing up to support Donald Trump, Joe Biden goes out and starts yelling at 12 people in circles sitting in chairs, you know, with his great message. And here we are, it's almost 10 days later, and we're still waiting. I think it's still very premature. I hate it when they call Biden president-elect.
I know.
Oh, he's got his own office now.
Oh, yeah, I see.
The office of president-elect.
Of the president-elect, which I've never heard of before until now.
When did we fund that?
I'm not sure.
That CNN's behind it, probably.
So, waiting, and, you know, I've got a nice montage of songs using the word wait. What have we found out today? Interestingly enough, a word that many of you have heard is Dominion software. And in the time since I left the house, Joey mentioned it to me. Liz Warren, you know, our favorite Native American, Frau Kloblucher, and Rod Wyden issued a formal complaint in 2019 to Dominion for switching votes. So the other side was complaining about these people. I guess it depends on how the result comes out.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, they fixed it. They fixed it to throw the votes the other way, I guess.
Yeah, they said it was very simple to do, and they were all complaining, on camera in front of, you know, open court that this is what this software does. And I saw a clip on Hannity. My neighbor sent it to me and talks that, you know, it's just super simple to tweak the software.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the difference. It can go undetected. Super simple to change votes.
Well,
and they knew about this prior.
Leanne's sister lives in Arizona, right?
Oh, what's going on out there?
So check this out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just moved there. She did. But
tell them the story.
So my sister moved there for love, and then said that her boyfriend and two other federal agents.
So these are people that work for the federal government.
So I trust them. You know, I mean, and went to vote, and they said, "Oh no, you did a mail-in ballot," and they were like, "No, we didn't." Oh, well, it says here you did a mail-in ballot. No, we didn't. Oh, well, fill out this provisional ballot, and then you can go to this website, and it'll immediately be counted and taken, you know, over the
mail-in ballot that never happened, yeah.
The website still hasn't posted.
Well, you know, Secretary of State, whatever she is, mm-hmm. She referred to, had a tweet up for a long time. It got discovered this week, referring to Trump supporters as neo-Nazis. Where do they get this from? What part of what we believe or do or behave makes us Nazis?
Because we want things to be normal at the polls, and we want it to be counted accurately.
I'm sure we all know somebody who made enormous sacrifices to serve mm-hmm. and protect that right.
Of course.
We owe it the respect of a valid ID.
That's right.
The same people, it's oppressive to have an ID. Yeah, try that in the bank.
Yeah, or anywhere that you need to do anything.
Yeah.
Why don't you have an ID?
Yeah, that too.
Are you illegal? Are you a felon? Why don't you have an ID? Get an ID, then you can vote.
Yeah.
Simple
What's
process.
What's the problem?
But
you got something to hide, in my opinion.
I would agree with that. Speaking of opinions, we can get a legal one now. Our first caller of the afternoon is the legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Y'all.
Hey.
So I was involved in some of the voter ID cases and have been involved. And the interesting statistic that people don't realize, because they're always talking about how it's used to oppress the minority vote, you know?
Yeah.
When they implemented voter ID in Georgia, North Carolina, and in Alabama, the percentage turnout of minority vote skyrocketed in all three states. There is no voter oppression through an ID. I mean, it's all a myth created to allow people to cheat.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
We've come home. Chickens have come home to roost in this election. You know, you have states that don't require any kind of ID whatsoever, and they're sending ballots out to people who are either dead or moot.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama itself, I believe, Secretary Merrill probably can tell you all this if he can call in and talk to you, because he's great about being accessible. I believe in his tenure, they have removed 4 million people from the active voter registration list due to either death or moving. 4 million people. So imagine a state like California, which has, 55, 60 million people.
Mm-hmm.
How many people move in and out of that state?
Oh, I'm sure they're right on it. I'm sure they maintain that database daily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All those blue states,
that's right.
Yeah, all they got to do is have that quill pen. I mean, yeah, I guess they're using quill parchment. They still have the original voter rolls from 1700. You know, it's like, hey, look at that. George Washington and Nathan Bedford Forrest voted again.
Is it Michigan? They've already determined that over 10,000 dead people voted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I know that Joe Biden was an electrifying candidate. I didn't see him as somebody, though, that could inspire somebody out of a casket.
That's pretty interesting.
To come and cast their vote, right.
Can you imagine that conversation in heaven? St. Peter calls you in and say, hey, look, I just see you voted for Biden. What the hell?
Exactly. What's your problem?
That's grounds for dismissal, I'm telling you right now.
So now this afternoon, believe it or not, North Carolina is being officially declared for Trump.
Saw that.
Yeah, AP.
What third world country do we live in that it takes 10 days to call a race in a state? What third world country are we living in? I mean, my God, I think we just all need to go to the blue finger, you know, where you vote. Tip your finger in the ink like they did in Iraq when they had their first vote. And look, it's not going to happen when Democrats are in power, but when Republicans get back in power, and they will at some point, and most likely in the next 4 years, here's what they need to do. A national voting day would be a holiday. Everybody votes on the same day unless you have an official absentee ballot like you're sick or you're going to be out of town or whatever. Everybody votes on the same day. Get rid of all this. And everybody has to have a photo ID to vote, period.
I agree.
Right.
It's not a problem to do it, you know. There have been multiple lawsuits dismissed. In this state, if you want a photo ID, the Secretary of State's office will actually drive a van with a machine that will do a photo ID, will come to your house personally and do an ID for you, and have done that.
Chad, check this out. I just received a text from LaDonna Brooks.
The sassy lassie with the classy chassis.
Facebook has changed Donald Trump from President of the United States to political candidate.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my.
What? He's still the president for
somebody
about,
needs to
until
do
January 20th at the earliest.
Oh, you know what? They'll say, "Oh, that was an error." And
no, that's not an error.
Funny how the arrows always seem to go against Republicans.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Unreal.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's just amazing. It's like there's this error page that says only do errors that go against Republicans, right? All the glitches are go the other way. All the dead people vote the right way. And how come that all the dead people vote for Democrats?
It's a good point.
Well, they can relate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend. Oh, hey, I do want to hear one Christmas thing, if I can interrupt there.
Sure.
I want to hear the Ding fries are done.
That other way, it's in our system.
Yeah, Ding fries are done.
Carol of the Bells with Ding fries are done.
Ding fries are done.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, yesterday, with Thanksgiving 2 weeks away as of yesterday, we have opened up all our Thanksgiving stuff. And certainly, when it was real cold last week, we played the, have you ever heard the X-Ray Frosty the Snowman?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm going to get that.
I was listening to Bing Crosby sing it today, and I couldn't get the Frosty out.
Oh, no.
I kept having the beeps and bleeps in my head. With the broomstick up and bleep.
Oh, my gosh. No, I have not heard that version.
Oh, it's very, I mean, if they don't make anything up. They just put beeps over the
certain
words. So. Somebody had too much time on their hands.
Obviously.
So. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks. It's my favorite sound effect key. Because I don't say the word, but if you think it.
If you think
that's
it,
your problem.
That's your problem.
It's on
that's
you.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
I just got a note from listener Chuck, who wanted the phone number to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. They're open till 4:30 today, and then tomorrow all morning from 8 till 4:30 in the afternoon. And I had no idea there were so many great things you could plant and add color to your home in the fall. Right now they got 6-inch pansies and snapdragons, only $3. And these thrive in the cold weather. That's an option. They have mixed winter pots. They're starting to bloom. And those are 10-inch pots that are $12. And the star of the show, in my opinion, I love the crotons. Those are nice, too. A lot of fall colors. And I did not know that pansies came in so many other colors. But these trees here, these are arborvitaes, and they are $50 a piece. They come in the big pot, and they look fantastic. And I'm thinking about picking up a couple of those for the front door.
And then you could put lights on them and make them a little Christmas tree. See, there you go.
Those are sharp, yeah.
That's exactly what I had in mind.
No doubt.
Those are beautiful.
Cash Check Business, one of the things you'll appreciate about them is that whatever you buy, they'll make sure that they'll ask to know where you plan to place it so that if it's an outdoor, you'll be getting it the right amount of sun and shade. And, of course, if it's something that needs a lot of watering, you'll want to make that more convenient than something you have to drag 100 feet of hose across the lawn to take care of. The only complaint we've had about Fitzpatrick Greenhouses was their plants live too long. They're supposed to be withering now, and they're not. Absolutely sensational. And a nice countryside drive on Highway 110 east past mile marker 22. You'll see it on your left, but I recommend you visit Fitzpatrick Greenhouse on Facebook first and take a look at all there is to see. Let's grab a call from Red Top before we go to break.
Good afternoon, folks.
Hey
there.
You know, this stand-in gentleman, Mr. Barranco over there, filling in for Brent McDonald is really good.
Yeah, Austin's done a phenomenal job this week.
Let me tell you something interesting about him. This has got to be his family. I know the Barrancos well, and as far as I know, there's only one Barranco family in Montgomery, and that's from St. Bede's. I might have served mass with his father over at St. Bede's, David Barranco, and his grandfather, Dr. Barranco, might have taught me string bass at Alabama State, and I do believe in 1976 we were the only two white people at Alabama State University. So when you call him up, when he calls in today, ask him if his granddad taught string bass and if his dad was David from St. Bede's.
Okay.
Wonderful family. All of them very nice, hardworking folks. And so I enjoy listening to him. He's very good.
Yeah, he is.
And you guys have a great and beautiful weekend.
Thanks, Red Top.
All righty, it is 3:25, right back. JT and Leanne. Usually they're here on the first Friday of the month, but last week was just too stressful.
Yes. We're late. Yeah, you're right.
We're feeling a little bit better today.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Darn, the vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
O'Reilly. Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, windshield washer fluid, and more. Get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select premium wiper blades. Plus, earn double O-Rewards points. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. When they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
I'm looking at Leanne.
Stop. terrible.
Face and hand, shaking
that
her hand.
That is absolutely horrific.
If that doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will, quite frankly.
Hey, it's Bing Crosby with a few bleeps.
Oh, exactly.
My gosh, that's terrible.
Nothing wrong with that.
Terrible.
Let's visit at 3:30. JT and Leanne with us on Friday, and Cindy Bishop on the phone.
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Hey, good.
Hey, I wanted to call you and tell you I had an awesome day today, and it was in thanks to you and Don Duncan.
Oh, good.
I went and got my tires today.
Oh, yay.
And I didn't realize how bad my tires were until I glided home. The ride was so smooth. But while I was waiting, I went and then, excuse me, I'm nervous. I went next door to the farmer's market and picked up a couple of things over there. And then we went over to the front porch grill and had lunch. So when we got ready to leave, the waitress came over and she told me that someone had bought our lunch for us today.
Aww.
And I lost it. I started crying. And I've never had anybody do that for me before.
No.
Well, I'm so glad you had a good day.
Yeah.
And I was so worried about it being Friday the 13th.
There you go. Well, it turned out to be your lucky day.
Yeah.
It did. It really did. And the joy I feel in my heart is just unbelievable.
It's contagious, too.
It is. And I can't wait to pay it forward.
That's awesome.
Well, that's not only a great story, but a beautiful sentiment. And you're a special lady there, Cindy.
Thank you so much. And, you know, if it hadn't been for you guys and Don Duncan, this would not have happened to me. And it restores my faith in humanity.
That's what this show is here to do.
That's right.
We are your faith and humanity restoring FM outlet.
You're a winner.
No, really, you know, this station, I've heard this from others, has become, with Fox going off the deep end.
Of course.
And so, seemingly so few outlets where you don't feel so alone as conservative and so forth, or a person who loves God. We become more than just news and information. Cindy, I hope the rest of your weekend is as good as the first part of it.
Yeah.
I just don't see how it can get any better.
You never know.
More blessings coming your way.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Things happen. They usually come in threes, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
They usually do.
What a cool story, though. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot to do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
And pay it forward, you know?
You never know what somebody is struggling with.
That's
right.
You
just don't know.
JT and Leanne are in the house. They have a show on Saturday mornings here on News Talk called Mary with Microphones. Can we get a sneak preview of...
Yeah, so this Saturday, we'll be talking about some of the top news stories of the week. My dad's going to be joining us from St. Louis. He does our sports report every week. He's talking about the top 10 sports thrills that he has personally been part of over the past, 30, 40 years. Let me tell you what.
He's been around the block.
He's been around the block a few times. Dad worked with the St. Louis Football Cardinals before they moved to Phoenix.
Wow.
Then he was the media relations director for the St. Louis Rams before they moved to L.A. So Dad has worked with teams that leave him.
Yeah, and then the wrestling thing.
And then he was also a ring announcer back in the 80s and the 90s for the WWF, so he worked with like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage, Andre the Giant, all those guys.
You know, I have a lame-ass Hulk Hogan story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the 80s, mid-80s, Hulk Hogan was coming to town, and I'm not a wrestling person, but I know who the big stars are.
Of course, yeah.
So I was on the air saying, how do people get so worked up over something that's so obviously fake? I don't know how it got to him, but I get a call.
Hey, brother, this is Hulk Hogan. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to give you a chance to see up close and personal that it's not fake. So he said, I want you to be my corner man.
What is that?
You stand in the corner.
Oh, so you're in timeout? Timeout,
Well, you're right next to the ring.
Okay.
Sort of like his manager or something there, you know?
I mean, at the time, I'd had a little cyst removed from my left facial cheek. And my teammates, as we do in radio, were teasing me, calling me Scarface and how hideous I looked and all this.
Of course, right.
So I made that my motif for my appearance because I had a bandage and I went and got a mafia pinstripe and went down there. And it was a real eye-opening experience. First of all, when you're standing next to the ring, you realize how much give it has. So, I mean, it will give at least a foot.
It's like a trampoline, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Really? Maybe even a little looser than a trampoline.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And so I'm walking around, and I'm just trying to, you know, play a character. I'm not going to get in there or anything. And as I'm walking by Hulk and I forget who the guy was, they're in some kind of a... And I heard the referee give them a command. Here's what's next. Here's what you guys are doing next. It was totally rehearsed. I heard the referee...
Of course.
He's the conductor. He's not there to observe, you know, enforce rules.
He's there to plan it out.
Yeah.
Crack the whip.
He may as well go in there with a baton and start, you know, conducting the moves.
That's
all made for TV.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
But the thing that I walked out of there that night, and I met him, and he was very nice to me, the thing that really troubled me were two groups. The 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys who take it very seriously and are screaming F-bombs and vulgarities from the side. You know, they're, the way the play was at the Knight Center, so you had about 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And there was room for people to go up to a gate that was away from the ring but got you a closer view. Worse than those boys were old ladies.
Really?
Oh, they're into it. They were anyway, yeah.
Really?
I could not believe the language coming from these grannies sitting in the crowd.
Wow, that's surprising.
They were going berserk. Of course, you know, maybe it's a different kind of granny in Florida.
Maybe, I don't know.
So, you know, it wasn't so much the, you know, watching the match that was eye-opening. It was watching the crowd.
The people watching.
Yeah, the crazy people out there.
The crazy people.
And
depressing.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those 9, 10-year-old Hulkamaniacs, but I wasn't, you know, doing all that. My
no,
goodness.
You grew up Lutheran.
I grew up Lutheran. I couldn't talk like that, so.
Lutherans don't know those words, huh?
We do not. Didn't learn those words till much, much later in life.
That's my stick with everything he said. Oh, I've never seen that, or I've never read that, or I've never heard of that. It's because you grew up Lutheran.
Do you find that being Lutheran has made it hard to survive the radio business with some of the things that we know go on?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I grew up Lutheran, and it's quite boring, quite frankly. So I switched to non-denominational, and I'm having the time of my life now. So.
Ah. I see. Well, the preceding, by the way, was not a knock in any way, shape, or form.
No,
of course not. No, my dad's still a Lutheran minister. So, and again, he's our special guest tomorrow, 11
yes.
o'clock.
I don't know about you,
right here.
I always heard, the kids of preachers were
the worst.
The raciest.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
PKs.
I mean, you know, I didn't get to do anything fun till I was like 18. So. Look at me now.
Oh.
I'm falling apart.
I hate to say it, but you still have that boyishly innocent face, which I'm very jealous.
But we also talk about our relationship report card, which is the one time a week we give each other letter grades on how we did as spouses, and that's always a lot of fun.
It's usually a smackdown. So
it usually is.
You should tune in and check it out tomorrow.
Absolutely. You never know what you're going to hear, but it's very honest, and it's not rehearsed. We just wing it.
Yeah, unlike wrestling,
the other
it's not
person
fake.
Person is going to talk about.
And Leanne a lot of times talks about things I'm uncomfortable talking about.
Oh, come on, grow up.
She doesn't care,
no.
So. Don't forget, I grew up Lutheran, so.
That's right, I grew up Lutheran. just yesterday, I told, we were talking about the prince and the pauper. You've heard the prince and the pauper, yes?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She said that on the air. I had no idea what a pauper is. What is a pauper?
He said, what's a pauper? I said,
I mean,
what's a pauper?
What?
I said, you've never heard of prince and the pauper? I said, you grew up Lutheran.
I guess so.
There's an episode.
It fits, though. It fits.
There's an episode from All in the Family, because Archie Bunker was always the king of malaprops, where he calls it the prince and the porpoise. Never quite get it right. It is 3:39 on Monday. I go to Infusion. Now, I've been doing
very dedicatedly. I got a bike for my birthday, and I've been doing this. My neighborhood's very uphill. So I got...
You don't have an electric bike, do you?
No.
Okay. Faking it.
I'm pedaling in third gear.
Okay.
And it sets the top of your thighs on fire.
I'm sure it does.
First 8/10 of a mile is basically at an uphill grade. And then the whole course takes about, 10, 15 minutes to do. But it's a good workout. And it's perfect because I don't have a lot of time to work with.
Sure.
So Monday, then, I'll go to Infusion now that I'm reshaping. I'm going to be heading down south for the holidays. Krauskin 3.0, going to have another one of those. This is a non-invasive, very comfortable technology that breaks the fat cells up underneath the skin, subcutaneous, if you will, and your body eliminates. And in one session, they'll measure your waist, if that's what you want to target. Mm-hmm. They'll measure your waist, and in one session, they can knock an inch right off. Rich Thomas is doing it, too.
That's awesome.
Seriously?
You can do that in concert with IV vitamin therapy, where they have one specifically that's got additional amino acids in it that helps your metabolism work a little bit harder. They've got cryotherapy for pain, laser therapy for pain. Mm. And again, the best part about these is you just sit there and let the technology do its work and enjoy the outcome. Call them at 296-1662. You know, they're open Saturday mornings from 9 to noon if weekdays are difficult, if not just to stop by and ask about some of the ways you can enhance your life and achieve your goals when it comes to your health. With Infusion, Cryo, and Laser, and that's the same name online, infusioncryoandlaser.com. 341, JT and Leanne, our first look at the roads on this Friday afternoon.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Buckle up, we got a bunch of accidents to tell you about. Two on Perry Hill Road. The first one happened a little while ago. It's right at the corner of Beth Manor at K&J Rib Shack. And then if you're traveling on Perry Hill up to I-85 headed to Carmichael, there's a wreck on the bridge over I-85. You'll need to be in the extreme right-hand lane to get past that one. Highway 111 up above Wetumpka at Crenshaw Road, we've got an accident there. Eastern Boulevard in front of Popeyes, we've got a minor accident there. And on Highway 82, just out of Prattville, past Prattville Power Sports, a moderate crash. It's going to take them a few minutes there. If you're traveling outbound on 82, be advised that that's going to be in your path. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll do our best to keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Roofacre Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway. Shop online anytime. It's betteratbrewbaker.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your attention, folks are calling in wreck reports.
Yeah. Tractor-trailer accident on Bond Road 110 by John Hall's store. That's on the way. It was Chuck that called it in. On the way out to Fitzpatrick.
Is it heading out there today?
Yeah, traffic is backed up in both directions. And, you know, you got to go 30 miles one way or the other to get away from that. So don't get on 110. And an accident on 231 in front of Winn-Dixie heading into Wetumpka. Eddie called that one in. So, and he just talked about the accidents on Perry Hill Road.
All right, so it's Friday the 13th on the highways. Just take that as extra measure of caution. We'll be right back. Here's somebody with a glorious voice.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking find your spirit animal in the desert rogue? Build an igloo in the middle of nowhere rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class.
See Owner's Manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific Segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Thanksgiving break for MPS students and teachers will go ahead as planned, November 23rd through the 27th. MPS 12-month employees will report to their officers and departments on November 23rd and 24th. MPS will resume its normal operating schedule on November 30th. Face-to-face students will return to their schools, and virtual students will resume remote learning. Alabama has almost 6 weeks to spend almost $1 billion in remaining coronavirus relief funds, or the money will be sent back to Washington, D.C. Alabama so far has spent about $850 million of the $1.7 billion it received. More than 50 Alabama State Department of Education employees are currently in quarantine because of COVID-19 cases and contact tracing. According to Communications Director Michael Sibley, the quarantined employees work in multiple sections of the department. Many people are working from home as they quarantine. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have plans for tonight, maybe a change of wardrobes, maybe a sweatshirt, sweater, or jacket would come in handy. With clear skies tonight, the overnight low temperature drops to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, just about perfect. Plenty of sunshine, low humidity, high temperature up to about 76. Sunday, I think, will be a little bit warmer, upper 70s to around 80. Still nice, still dry. Yet another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for some cool days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chad requested this, playing it for JT and Leanne.
Da 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 da. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and told your skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
Oh, they're done all right.
That's yeah. Is that not a passion play? If you've
wow, I love it. That's awesome.
I think we used to work with that guy. And you know,
stop. Okay. I do. Stop.
We used to get way back when this...
I'm sorry.
Stop.
Sorry.
Before this afternoon extravaganza was even on FM when we were on old 1170 WACV. Used to make a big deal out of the ratings coming out. And that was, you know, we'd play the Burger King song because we'd all be, you know, employed there if the numbers weren't good enough.
That's right.
And one day I came to work and somebody had dropped off applications, paper hats, just about everything that's mentioned in that song.
Stop.
But I never had to do that. I did work briefly. I helped a friend manage a Taco Bell. That's an experience for anybody, man, to work in a fast food, especially when you're an adult, a teenager.
Oh, yeah, no. I couldn't do it.
That's one thing.
Yeah, no, I did it. There was a McDonald's in Pensacola, and I worked there all through high school because I had to pay for my own stuff. All my friends were in the parking lot, you know, doing Lord knows whatever. I was in there working the drive-thru.
Do you remember McDonald's steak sandwich?
No.
I don't either.
You're too young. It was a late 70s thing they decided to introduce. It was a kind of like a soft hoagie, kind of a long bun. And it was a single piece. It wasn't a burger patty. It was a
wannabe steak?
Yeah.
It was a quote-unquote steak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfectly put.
Yes.
Sort of like it's quote-unquote chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Chicken don't have nuggets. Come on.
But I actually like those. They've never brought, you know, they bring back the McRib. In fact, I heard they were going to
bring it back. It's coming back this year.
Permanently, yeah. I think.
Every location. Wow.
Yes, not just regional.
Yeah, I worked at McDonald's when, you know, they actually, you know, cooked it right then and there, and you had like 10 minutes and it was gone and thrown out, and it didn't, the meat didn't sit like it does now, and it was really, you know, customer service. I can remember the district manager coming in and sitting in the parking lot with a stopwatch and timing us.
Wow.
I mean, it was serious.
And probably in those days, they weren't like, could you pull forward and, you know, sit there for 20 minutes while we prepare your food?
No, please pull the parking spot, base three.
And I learned, you know, customer service is so important because you can have 10 happy customers, but that one customer that you don't do right by will tell 10 people, and those people will tell 10 people, and it just ruins it.
I asked about that steak sandwich. It just crossed my mind. I just recently watched the movie Founder with Rich. It's Michael Keaton playing Ray Kroc, the guy that founded McDonald's. And it's a pretty good movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Great film. But the McDonald's that I used to buy the steak sandwich at was one of only 6 or 7 in the entire country that's ever closed because they couldn't make a go of it at the spot they were in.
Wow. I've never heard of a McDonald's failing.
There's about 6 or 7.
Huh.
That's crazy.
It had to have been a bad location. It had to have been.
Well, that was it. It was on a road that bordered a golf course, and it wasn't right on the main boulevard. Mm-hmm. It was a few blocks in, so
you had to go there on purpose.
But it was really convenient, and we sure did miss it when it closed.
Mm. Well, I, for one, am excited they're bringing the McRib back. Mystery meat or not,
mm-mm.
I love it. Drowned in barbecue sauce, onions and peppers.
What is drowned in barbecue sauce? What is it?
I don't know, but it's good. I've had it before, and I'm telling you, it's a darn good sandwich.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's
right, because there's some. It's like that steak. It was.
We don't particularly know what it is, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
You put enough barbecue sauce on it, and probably anything will taste
good.
And
they had a sauce for that sandwich. Had a couple of, like, slightly grilled onions on it.
Yeah.
And a dark sauce.
There you go.
To this day, I don't know what it was. It wasn't Worcestershire or A1 or anything like that. No. It was
McDonald's
it was
dark
too
sauce.
Sweet.
McSteak sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wish they would have a nostalgia day and bring that thing back.
Mm.
Wow. It is 3:53 already, guys. We are out of time.
It goes by too fast.
You want to recap tomorrow's Married with Microphones?
An exciting show. There's a morning show that we know of, and we laugh because their promo every day is...
it's a big show.
It's going to be a big show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll
steal
talk.
From them.
It's a couple of guys.
I'll steal from them, and I'll say, hey, tomorrow it's going to be a big show at 11 o'clock right here on WACV.
All right, and you give each other weekly grades.
Yes, the relationship report card, yes.
Now, when
absolutely.
You're married to a hot woman like Leanne, do you grade on her curve?
You know, sometimes...
Curves? He likes my curve.
Here's what I do. Here's what I do. If I have to give her a bad grade, which is...
Stop.
Not too often, but if I have to, at the end of giving her a bad grade, being the good guy I am, I'll say, hey, but you can always earn some extra credit this week.
Oh,
you know.
And what kind of programs do you have in place for that?
There's several, and we can't talk about them right now unless we have the beep button. But There's always room for extra credit.
Yeah, whatever.
The extra credit program.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know one thing. Is he going to get points for working on the gutters?
Oh, the roof.
Yeah.
The roof.
Risked my life going up there, by the way. Yeah.
Because he called the actual roofers, and they're coming out tomorrow. So that's what he gets credit for.
We lost some shingles in the storm. I did go up there and put them in place.
Sounds like a Doors song. Shingles in the storm.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're up there, but they're not secured.
He didn't die, so I'm calling the pros. He gets points because he didn't die. Yes.
Mm. I do what I can. Mm.
And it's not roofing.
You are a good Lutheran, JT.
I try. After 12 years of private school,
I love it. That's what you get.
This is what you get. Exactly.
Oh. I love you both. Have a great weekend.
Too. Have a good weekend.
We'll appreciate it, man. Soon. Talk to you soon.
All righty. 3:55. We've had a lot going on the roads. Let's see what's happening.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, you know, I'm not superstitious, but I'm beginning to believe there might be something to this Friday the 13th thing. We got accidents everywhere. East South Boulevard, right near Woodley Road in front of Capitol Plaza. If you're headed towards Troy Highway, going to be in your lane there. Got a minor accident. Highway 82 up above Prattville, just past Prattville Power Sports. A moderate crash. They're on the scene working that one. We've got an 18-wheeler accident on Vaughn Road. That's all we know. That's near John Hall's store out past Pike Road. But if you're headed outbound going home this afternoon, that could affect you. Highway 231 in Wetumpka, right in front of the Winn-Dixie, we've got an accident there. And on Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, in front of CVS, a disabled vehicle. Be aware that it is there. We are very heavy traffic all around the Montgomery area. Buckle up. Please slow down and try to be safe out there this afternoon. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. There's a great selection of Toyotas just waiting for you. The Toyota-thon, now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, listener Ken P. sent me a picture of the chopped beefsteak sandwich that McDonald's did.
There you go.
I really liked them. And I still like McDonald's.
Maybe they'll bring them back.
We are close to the top of the hour, and Papa John's on the phone.
I'll be quick. You're talking about the steak sandwich. It reminded me why I don't go to McDonald's anymore. I got one of those, and I have a habit of opening up the sandwich and looking. And when I opened up the sandwich and looked, the meat had saddle sores.
Oh, the chopped beefsteak sandwich did?
Yeah, had saddle sores.
So. Saddle sores. Uh-huh.
I'm kidding.
You are precocious, Papa John.
Yeah.
A precocious man.
No, that's one thing. And I don't really eat much fast food anymore. But it's because we've been trying to eat well and exercise and all the rest of it. I want to tell you, my philosophy about exercise, and my wife and I really had great success. Now, we started back in December of 2018, and we've lost over 70 pounds combined. But what we made, you remember Nike's just do it?
Yeah.
Ours is just show up. Just show up for your exercise first. If you show up, I don't care what you do, it's going to be more than you would have done anyway. So you're ahead of the game, and we have both found out that if you keep doing it, you get to the point where you feel like you've cheated yourself if you haven't exercised.
Gotcha.
And now I'm going to tell you, it really can become a way of life. It is so rewarding. You feel better about yourself. You feel better physically. And I mean, I'm 73. She's 60. Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't have said that. We just got through with doctor's appointments about 2 weeks ago, just annual checkup.
You may be going back.
We won't have to go until next year, but I'm telling you what, everything was just unbelievable. The doctor said, whatever you're doing, don't stop. Keep it up. So I'll tell